In verse number 32 of Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the reality of this life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَعِبٌ وَلَهُ. And this life of this world is only but play and amusement. That's what it is. It is very temporary. Have you ever sat and watched how people are born? They're young, they grow older, they die, and others are born. So where did they go? So when I was on earth, wow, subhanAllah, I am alive. I see others. They went. They were more powerful than I was. They were more powerful than I am right now. And subhanAllah, they also went back to Allah. Where did they come from? And where did they go? SubhanAllah, the minimum I know is they were with Allah, they're going back to Allah. In the meantime, there was something about this earth that only Allah can explain to us. Allah says, it's an amusement and a pastime. That's it. The real life, do you want to know what it is? Same verse, verse number 32, Surah Al-An'am. Allah says, وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ. Indeed, the life of the hereafter is better for those who develop the correct relationship with Allah, who are conscious of Allah. In another verse, Allah says, وَلَلدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ. The life or the abode of the hereafter is everlasting. SubhanAllah. لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is the one that is everlasting, the real life. This life, we came into it knowing we're going to die. That life, we enter it knowing we're never going to die. So which one is more important? Allah says, don't give preference to this life over the everlasting life. While you are here temporarily, yes, you will enjoy yourself, but within limits. You will do a lot of good things, but within limits, subhanAllah. You will still obey Allah's instruction and prepare for the day you're going to meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prepare for the everlasting life in your temporary life. While I'm here, I will be charitable, I will worship Allah alone, I will try my best to follow the messenger, I will try my best to reach out to as many as I can, and then I will meet with Allah, and He will definitely forgive me and give me the best hereafter, which is everlasting. But if I was not conscious of it, I never thought about where I came from and where I'm going, then I'm the one who's at a loss. If you want comfort, you need to remember that at the end of this life, there is definitely an everlasting life. That will bring about a lot of comfort. Ponder over it and prepare for it.